The Run Home with Andy and Gazy.
Great to be with you this Monday afternoon. Turned a bit bleak in Melbourne town. Yes. A bit of weather's rolled in from the southwest, so take it easy on the roads if you're out there.
Getting darker earlier too, Andy, which sort of just changes the whole feel of what we normally do.
Well, those early games of golf that you and Leonard enjoy, you'll have a bit more. Yeah. In fact, we're going to have a game of golf too.
Yes.
Pretty soon.
We auctioned ourselves off.
We did for the Wales family, so we'll get to that in a moment. Julio will jump back in later on with a bit of news here and there and tell us what's on the 4 and 20 menu coming up after us on Sports Day tonight. Always a great show on Monday with Jared Cornsey and the crew. We're going to give away this $10,000 engagement ring for Empress Diamonds. We've just got a couple of queries with a couple of callers. We just need to double check. Mm-hmm. So we're dialing one of our entrants, Saul Carlberg. I wonder whether we can... Yeah, here we go. We've just got to check a couple of things with him before we... We don't do a lot of this sort of stuff.
There's no chance he's answering.
Hang on. Well, there's something going on. Good afternoon. Can we speak to Saul Carlberg, please?
Speaking. Is that Andy and Andy?
My word, it is, Saul.
How did you know we were calling you?
Oh, Julian gave me the inside scoop.
Hey, Saul, we're very close to handing out this $10,000 engagement ring from Empress Diamonds. Don't get your hopes up just for the time being, because there's a couple of bits and pieces with your submission that Gazy in particular was a
bit... We just need to clarify what you wrote. We just wanted to hear it out of your mouth first, just to verbally.
Just to double check that you actually did submit this. So you're a St Kilda supporter?
Absolutely.
Righto. Now, what was... So you submitted it at icanwin.com.au how you would propose to your beloved in the hope of winning this $10,000 Empress Diamonds engagement. Well, can you remember exactly what your submission and proposal was?
Honestly, word for word, I can't.
Okay.
You've got it there. The theme, I think it was... If I remember, because I had a few going of different things that I was going to write, but I think it was something to do with a picnic outside the footy and then going in to watch a game. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't remember. It was quite a while ago.
There was certainly a St Kilda-themed picnic. Mm-hmm. Was there something about serving, a particular shaped cake or something? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was a footy-shaped cake with the ring inside.
Yeah, there was I think your initial submission, this is what we're interested in, there was a note inside the cake. Now we're getting right into the nitty-gritty of the submission here. Do you remember what the note inside the cake said?
It was something along the lines of being my teammate for life, I think.
It was even better than that. Well, it was similar to that. I've got it here. It said... Let's tackle life together. Yep. Will you marry me? Does that sound like it marries up with what you'd written?
Absolutely, it does.
Okay.
How long you've been with your partner, Saul?
Oh, that's a great question. She'll kill me if I get this wrong.
Yeah, roundabout, give or take,
Seven years.
Nice. And where did you? What's her name?
Her name's Gilly.
And a proposal, this is not, you're just not trying to snag a diamond ring here. A proposal, is it on the cards?
Of course.
Would it be an easier proposal to confront? I mean, it's always a really nerve-wracking moment in any young person's life. Would it be an easier moment to confront if you knew that you had the $10,000 diamond ring from Empress Diamonds in your pocket?
Oh, absolutely. It would take all the pressure off.
When you ask her, you're pretty confident that she's going to say yes?
Oh, 100%.
Even if you didn't
like Gazy shooting a three, won't miss.
Oh, nice. That's beautiful.
Wow, that's very...
That's nice work from you, Saul.
What about if instead of having a $10,000 ring to offer, you just had, Coons and you just had, a cheesel.
A burger ring.
Is she the sort of one that say, hey, I'm not sort of into that tangible stuff. I'm still going to love you anyway?
She certainly would be up for anything, but I think a diamond ring would look better than a chisel.
No doubt.
Well, Saul, we've got some very happy news for you. you're going to be proposing to her with a $10,000
Yeah, baby.
To offer.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Well done, Sol.
Thanks,
guys. Sol, how does that make you feel?
Unbelievable. That's amazing. Oh.
Ah, that's beautiful.
$10,000 engagement ring coming your way from... hopefully. That sort of sounds a bit, you know, like maybe something that happens after the engagement. But that walking into the wherever you're going to do the picnic, yes. Wherever you've got that plant, knowing full well that you've got the $10,000 engagement ring in the skyrocket ready to pull out at the precise moment, Saul, that is a wonderful thing.
It's a huge win.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm speechless.
Well,
Well, amazing.
Being speechless is not ideal when you're on the wireless. So,
let him just have a think about it.
Would you like to
digest it all?
Yeah, exactly right. We don't want to put you under any pressure. The real pressure is going to come in the. Have you got a timeline? Like, we'll obviously sort out the details with you, and the ring will find its way to you. But if I don't know whether she's listening, of course. But have you got any sort of timeline on when the proposal might take place?
Was thinking in the next 6 months.
Nice.
Yeah. Hopefully she's not listening. I'd be very surprised if she was.
Well, what does that mean? We're a very popular radio show, so like you
we
never
can
know.
We can withdraw this.
Right.
She works in a hospital. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, she won't be listening right from her. Far more important things to do than be listening
Save
to us.
People's lives.
Saul, thank you for participating. We had thousands of entries for the Empress Diamonds. $10,000 engagement ring at iCanWin.com.au. Your proposal was stuck out, and we are delighted to help you just with a tiny little sort of little prop along the way for the rest of your life, mate. So all the very best. Thanks for participating. Good luck with the proposal. Make sure you let us know how it goes.
Will do. Thanks to you guys. Thanks, SEN, and obviously thanks to Empress Diamonds as well. Really appreciate it.
You're a beautiful man, Saul. We wish you all the very best with what comes next. Gazy, I've got a little warm sort of feeling.
It's beautiful stuff.
Sort of flowing through my sort of body at the moment.
Brings back the time when you proposed, I'd imagine.
Oh, it was there was no $10,000 engagement ring in my pocket when I did. It was all a bit organic. Mine, what about you?
Right. Yeah, mine was just sort of happened on the spur of the moment type. Situation.
Where were you? What did you do?
I don't even want to tell
you.
No,
please do.
It's super embarrassing.
No, I want to hear. No. I need to know now.
No, it's really bad.
How did you propose?
You just do not. It's a shocking story.
Well, you've got to tell us now.
Well.
You're live on air. It's 5:10 and you've got to tell us.
I'll let Melinda's.
No, you need to tell us how it happened. You always clearly can't remember.
I can.
Well, you better tell us then.
I don't want to share. I'll tell you and then.
No. This is what we do. I know you're uncomfortable, but we're live on it. Well, you've got to tell the story now. This is the best radio. Go on. How did you do it?
Well,
I'll tell you.
We're in I just bought a house in Elstonwick, and she'd moved in, and we're having a conversation. And honestly, I don't do this to embarrass. This is just the absolute truth.
Yeah.
I don't even want to say it. Honestly.
How bad can it be?
It's really bad.
Come on.
She was on the dunny. That's how bad. This is why I didn't want to say it. But it's the truth, Andy. She was on the dunny, and we're having a conversation about her moving in. And basically, I wanted her to move in. And the only way she was going to move in is if... You know, we took the next step, and I said, well, righto, well, let's get married. Do you want to get married then?
So presumably the door was shut. So you've proposed during...
I don't even think it was. I don't even think it was.
You're sure you weren't at Bunnings?
That's my recollection. It was embarrassingly bad. It was not romantic.
So Melinda's on the can.
It just sort of happened in the... You know, you're just having these conversations. I knew it was going to happen. And I was... But given the... It wasn't heated, but it was like, well, heated. In order for me to take the next step and move in or something like that, it was like, well, okay, well, what, do you want to get married then? She did the...
Well, she was
we had a cuddle and away we went.
Well, hopefully after she'd
Oh, yeah,
you know, yeah, not while she was still there.
All the process went.
Yeah, I hope so. You let her do her ablution, and then she presumably washed her hands before you started.
Nah, it's a terrible story. I'm embarrassed.
No, I love it. I love it. It's a wonderful story. It's a wonderful story. Oh, God almighty. If anyone's got a stranger.
Now, what about you?
If anyone's got a stranger. Oh, look, you're a beautiful couple, and you've built a magnificent family together. That is arguably the least romantic.
It's terrible.
The least romantic proposal. If anyone's got a lesser romantic engagement story than that. So Melinda's on the dunny, and it sounds like there's a bit of back and forth, and it became a bit of a...
That's right.
Almost an impasse. Oh, to break the impasse. All right, okay then. Well, let's just get married.
There's an element of that to it. There's an element of that to it.
If there's ever been a less romantic.
Now, she knew we were going to get married.
Of course she did.
She knew it was coming. It's just the official proceedings.
That's extraordinary.
Well, where did yours take place?
Oh, I've told this story before, but we were down at Em's sister and brother-in-law's holiday house at Blair Gowrie, which was a ramshackle old environment. It was, you know, sort of unrenovated.
It was a planned sort of.
No.
Oh, it was sort of similar.
Very similar. In fact, the language was quite similar.
Right.
But she wasn't on the dunny. We were cooking potatoes on the barbecue because we like our spuds.
Yes.
Overcooked.
Nice. Crispy.
And if they're a bit blackened, so be it. So we're on the, and the barbecue was out the sort of side of the house and. You know, there's a flywire door that had a hole in it and the gully trap was quite close and, you know, the water that sort of flows into the gully trap was a bit pungent and there's mozzies around. And anyway, we've been tracking square for a little while and we're cooking the spuds and Andy and Lucy are inside and we're talking about how we, you know, sort of share the love of a slightly burnt potato on the barbecue. And we were quite enthusiastic about that. And I said, God, we get so many things in common. We might as well just get married.
Beautiful.
And she looked at me and said, I beg your pardon? I said, and there was that moment.
Right.
I went, oh, yeah. She went, are you? I went, oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I am. Do you want to, how about we, join her? And we went inside and told the sister and brother-in-law, and away we went.
That's beautiful.
Mate, see, there you go. You know?
Very similar.
Very similar.
Very similar.
At the moment, because unless you, like Saul, unless you've really kind of planned the thing out, and this is the moment, and this is the language, and this is how it's going to happen, I think there'd be a lot of people for whom that moment presents itself.
Correct.
Like the Big Bang Theory.
That's right.
You know, like it just a whole lot of... You know, bits and moving bits and pieces come together at an unpredictable time, Keith, and then bang, away you go.
David, I don't know whether she was doing ones or twos. I don't know. I can't remember that level of detail. But clearly, we connected to a level.
I don't know whether Gary Lyon is listening, and I think he's had some issues with your proposal.
Mate, it's just one of those things that happened. I didn't want to tell the story any because it's
No, it's a great story. I love it. It's a wonderful story. I think it's a wonderful story, Keith. And the union that you two have forged and everything that's come from that union makes Australia a better place. It's 16 past five.